This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Grant and Danny, 106.7 The Fan. The Beltway Blitz comes up at noon. We cover the teams in town you care the most about. And at 12:18... to get into the likeliness Kirk Cousins gets a deal done with the Redskins after the Jimmy Garoppolo deal. Next hour, we got our top five NFL power rankings to release. Also at 1 o'clock, we're giving away Wizards tickets. Nats fans, quick note for you. It looks like Thursday you're going to want to listen to this show.
Thursday
is going to be important. We're going to be over at the park. Dave Martinez is going to be introduced as the new manager of the Nationals, and it sounds as though scuttlebutt abound. We will be talking not only with the new manager, Dave Martinez, but also with the VP of Baseball Ops, Mike Rizzo, about the decision to move on from Dusty Baker to go to Martinez. So if you want to hear about all the things going on with the Nats and their managerial vacancy and search, Thursday is going to be pretty big on Grant and Danny.
Your pals got you.
So make sure you tune in. Podcasts are available for you, grantanddanny.com/audio, all hours of the day. Go listen to Kirk Cousins from yesterday. Go listen to Robert Griffin exclusively for 25 minutes on our show. First major interview, really first interview period he's done on any broadcast
in
medium.
In some time, right?
About his time in D.C. in detail. Talking Shanahan, Gruden, Cousins, bunch of other things. So make sure you grab that, grantanddanny.com/audio. Let's get to our double play. It's Halloween. Time to pass out some candy. Phone lines wide open. We're waiting for you guys. Want to hear at 800-636-1067. What your evening plans are for Halloween tonight. So, Danny, I went to Wegmans last evening, went straight to the candy aisle, and realized there's nothing king size here. So I had to go all the way up to the registers where they keep all the candy as you check out, and I just bought crates of Reese's Cups.
You just went ones.
Skittles, yeah. M&Ms.
Mm.
I did a few Snickers. You know I hate Snickers. I think I got five of those in case someone likes those incorrectly. And I did a couple of gummy bear packs, pretty good size gummy bears. And then I did some Twizzlers because those are delicious. So I've got overall like 6-7 varieties, about 50 king size. I'll use the term candy bars, even though they're not all candy bars.
Right, they're not all candy bars.
You know what I did? The best one, if you come, I got 10 like giant Kit Kats that are pretty huge. So that's going to be, I think, the number one seller.
The big league Kit Kats?
Very much. Do you do the thing where someone has to say trick or treat, or you like overdo the say thank you, like any of that stuff?
Well, I try to have my son say thank you when
somebody
gives
him something.
Well,
I'm talking about when you hand a stranger's kid candy.
No, it's not my job. I'm not parenting. I'm here to hand. I'm a candy dispenser, dude.
Right.
I'm a human pez. All right, just
that
come to the door.
That always annoyed me. Not when someone said say thank you because I would do that, but if they're like, I didn't hear you say trick or treat loud enough, they're like, say it again. No. Said it once.
Don't tell me what to do. I'm nervous.
Good.
You're just a weird stranger.
Keep your candy.
Stop telling me what to do, please. Yeah. I'm just trying to get some candy.
You told me you're leaving a bowl out initially. Then you guys are going home after you walk Bill Rowland around the neighborhood.
That is the plan.
What are you going to pass out?
We have got the assortment, regular-sized candy bars. We're doing crunch bars because kids like the stupid puffed rice thing inside of the Nestle Crunch Bar.
I love Crunch Bars.
Because you do have the taste of a five-year-old, and we have lots of five-year-olds in the building.
Easily one of my five favorite candies.
The 100 Grand, which is a Crunch Bar with delicious, delicious
cooked sugar. Don't like
100
Grand.
Of course not, because it has caramel in it, and you incorrectly don't understand what caramel is and say that you don't like it incorrectly. It's one of your worst stances in all of the food things that you have that are all so wrong. This may be one of your most wrong takes.
I've never liked it. I've just never enjoyed 100 Grand.
And then we have Butterfingers as well, which is,
I don't like Butterfingers.
Of course you don't. Again, that's delicious chocolate and a candied peanut butter, which is splendid. That's
sure,
the king snake.
Sure, we've covered this before. You know I've never eaten Butterfingers, Snickers, or really any other candy bar.
Right.
Like not one time in my entire life have I just bought a candy bar and eaten it at a store. I've never done that. I bought like a Kit Kat, if you count that as a candy bar.
I do.
I've bought Crunch Bars, if you count that. Like a candy bar, I guess just anything with caramel or like the traditional wrapped up tube kind of candy bar. I've never done that.
So you've never done a Three Musketeers?
No, never. Right. Not once.
Yeah, I just want everyone to keep it in mind. Whenever you agree with them about a food thing, this is who we're talking about.
The closest I've gotten is a Twix. For some reason, doesn't that have caramel in it?
Oh, it's got a lot of caramel in it.
So for some reason, really early on in my life, I ate a few Twixes and I didn't hate them. And then soon enough, I realized, like, what am I doing?
Right.
This is like all the stuff I hate.
Yeah, it's a cookie with some caramel on it, surrounded by chocolate. Terrible.
I don't think I would despise it if I ate one right now, but I don't think I would like it that much.
Would you spit one out like a year ago? CK gave you a Twix and you said,
did you spit it out?
I don't like it.
Was it a Twix?
Yeah, it was a Twix.
I definitely have had Twixes before, and I remember not liking them.
What did you do with all your good candy as a kid?
Did you just give it away?
I traded it for stuff I liked. Skittles, great. Starburst, great.
Where are you on Reese's Pieces?
I'm sure Reese's Pieces aren't good. So good. M&M's with peanut butter.
See,
in them.
You don't get to act offended. You don't get to act like I'm crossing some sort of imaginary line.
Well, you asked a question that had a pretty obvious answer.
Well, again, it's
what do you think about this delicious candy? I like it.
Again,
you don't like Butterfingers.
You don't like Butterfingers. Snickers.
But I don't like Butterfingers because Butterfingers are terrible. It's very different.
When's the last time you had one?
I don't think I've ever had a Butterfinger.
Ladies and gentlemen,
Well,
don't you see?
But I guess my point is I probably tried a Butterfinger. When I say I haven't had it, I haven't sat down and like taken two big bites.
Yeah, I don't think you have tried it. I think it's like pie where you decided that the greatest smell on the planet is something that
it's exactly like pie. It's actually exact. I don't want anything to do with it.
Yeah, what is pie good or bad?
Pie would be bad.
Ladies and gentlemen. Don't we see?
It doesn't prove anything.
It proves everything.
It proves nothing.
You know what it proves.
Dara, you live in Maryland.
Yes.
You're in an apartment, condo? What are you?
Apartment.
Do you do candy or no?
So the last 2 years, we went out and bought candy. We had two people stop by.
Right.
So I don't think I'm going to do it this year because I don't see a lot of kids.
Okay, but what if someone knocks on your door?
Yeah, then what are you going to do?
And you have no candy.
You have some chips or something?
I mean, we have like a bag of peanut butter cups. So I think we'll just give those away.
There
All right,
go.
Just hand five of those.
There you go.
Tommy, what's your game plan? You live in a, I believe, single family home, correct?
It's a condo. It's a split. Okay. It's a split townhouse.
Got
but
you.
We have a front door.
And you're in a neighborhood, right?
Yes. A very nice neighborhood. And the only thing is I won't be handing out candy tonight because I have Crashing Annette tonight this Tuesday, 6:30, right here on 106.7 The Fan.
Oh, you won't be able to make it home in time.
No, so how do you like that plug? But my girlfriend will be home. I did it last year, and I got three kids, all of which were pre-gaming to go to a neighborhood called the Kentlands, and that's where all the big, silly houses are, where Danny's going to be doing his show on November 4th.
That's right.
So
very cool.
So they
look at plugging Tommy over there, just rooting, tooting, plugging, and shooting.
Plugging his way through. I love
it. I'm running out of breath. I'm plugging so much.
What segment's coming up next, Tommy?
The Beltway Blitz,
That's
of course.
Right, yes.
But to answer your initial question, before all the plugs and all the shilling that I just did.
The cart.
I gave out three pieces of candy last year after I bought four bags. Way too much. I overshot it. And
that's so many bags.
It's better than undershooting.
I still have candy from last year in my freezer. It's all freeze-dried. It's terrible. It was a huge waste of money. But we're gonna pregame. My girlfriend will be doing it. But the worst part about Halloween for Thom is I can't turn the light off because I'm on a connected townhouse.
Oh.
All of our outdoor lights are on all the time. So I can't turn them off. So people are always knocking on the door
because
they think you're participating.
Oh.
Because you can't send the message.
Right.
You can't shut it down.
I'm not here for you tonight.
The international sign of I'm not giving out candy this evening.
What candy is she giving out? Do you know?
Well, we do something because Thom's nut allergy is so crazy that I have a respect for other people with the same sort of allergies. So I go and buy the Tootsie Roll anti-allergy bag. No dairy, no nuts, no nothing. But then I also go full bore with the Hershey products. So I have two different bowls you can pick from each.
I love it. Two bowl daily. I enjoy that. By the way, 6:30 tonight, Crashing the Net, Caps fans. If you want to listen to some hockey banter in Washington, D.C., we've got the only all Caps radio show.
And Tommy mentioned it's Saturday night in the Gaithersburg Arts Barn. Your boy doing some stand-up comedy. Eddie Morrison is opening. Still a couple tickets left. So if you search Gaithersburg Arts Barn, or I'll tweet out a link at Funny Danny, it'll be a blast. Come on down and chuckle. Book a fall.
Beltway Blitz is next on Grant and Danny.
Folks, Danny Ruya here for my pals at Tedbert Ford. I love these guys, and you will too. It's not just something to say. It's something that they do. They take great care of customers. They want to take care of you for life. Ted Britt for life. Lifetime vehicle coverage. Here's what it entails. Anything new, pre-owned, less than 100,000 miles, you get it. It's powertrain coverage. That's the big stuff, okay? And they take care of little things. Like, you ever cracked your windshield? You know how much of a pain that is? You got to get a quote, and then you price it out, and then you talk to this guy, and I don't know, I'll kind of do it. Take it in, they'll take care of it for you. That's what they want to do, is take care of you. They know that's the best way to keep you coming back. And right now, guys, this is kind of an industry thing, a little bit of a secret. 2017s, it's their time. They got to go. They got to go. What it means for you, savings. Focus, Ford Focus, as low as $9,900. Fusion, just like mine, as low as $15,900 or up to $10,000 off. An Escape or an Escape to the layperson, $16,500 or up to $10,000 off. And how about the F-150? You know the F-150, the number one truck in America, as low as $19,999. Your bottom line is the deals are abound at Ted Britt Ford. Go see him in Fairfax or Chantilly. Just click away at TedBritt.com. And when you go, tell him Danny sent you.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.